feeling like. Well, well, well.
Howdy ho.
Howdy ho. What'd you call me? Welcome to another Tuesday. The date is July 22nd, 2025. Logan.
Dude, I have a story to tell you.
Dude, I don't know how we didn't get to this yesterday.
It's on me. It's on me that I forgot there was a lot going on at the concert over the weekend, which, by the way, drove home. So it wasn't like I was drunk at the Thomas Rhett concert. I was a good boy. But I forgot to tell you
that coming.
A crazy story about his grandmother, Mammy.
Mammy?
So, Friday night, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Thomas Rhett and Teddy Swims did a pop-up show outside of Faneuil Hall.
I did see that.
So, Mammy didn't know that her own grandson was performing on the streets, and she was walking in Boston, hears her grandson singing, or at least a song, and says, well, that's my Thomas Rhett.
And that's my boy.
Tries to walk up to TR, who's playing outside of Faneuil Hall. Boston security says, stop right there. Who are you?
We got a fangirl.
She's like, nah, I'm his Grammy. I'm his Mammy. I'm Mammy. And they're like, absolutely not. Didn't believe her. So she tells, so fast forward to the night of the concert.
At Fenway Park.
Mammy walks into the room. No TR, just Mammy, a couple of the grandkids. They're all like running around. And you know me, I see Mammy and I go, oh, Mammy, as if she knows me.
Wait, you knew her, like from social media?
Correct. So yeah. I immediately said, Mammy. And she was like, hey, you know, pretend she thought I was family.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually she was like, now who are you? And I told her. And so I said to Mammy, I can't believe that they didn't let you see your own grandson performing in the streets of Boston. She goes, I know. I even showed the Boston security guard his phone number and address. I said, Mammy. What do you think that was? What did you think that was going to do?
Because it could be Andy.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
And it was like arguing with my own grandmother. It was like I was arguing with Thomas Rhett's grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And so she
on his behalf.
She goes, well, what if I showed you his phone number and address? Would you believe me? And I said, Mammy, I think you're missing the point. You could show me anyone's address and phone number. Sure enough, she pulls up her phone. She shows me Thomas Rhett's address and phone number. I do have it if anybody wants it. I'm selling it to TMZ.
So what is it?
It is. No, I'm just kidding. I won't. But I do remember it. At any rate, I was hitting it off with Mammy and got to know his address. So I don't know. Maybe I'll send him a little something, something.
This is a hilarious story. Thank you for telling
You're
us.
Welcome.
A day late.
Sorry.
And a buck short.
My bad.
I'm just kidding. How did you know? Was the story on social media that Mammy approached him?
Yes.
At Faneuil Hall?
That night, so Friday night before the show, Thomas Rhett posted on his social media just a little bit of the story that Mammy went to see him and Boston security said, get the heck out of here, Mammy.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of eventually Teddy Swims is still performing. Thomas Rhett notices Mammy behind the show.
Mm-hmm.
And TR runs up and gives Mammy a hug and they embrace and they figure out who they are and, you know, the whole nine.
And then Mammy probably goes to the security guard. See?
Literally.
I told you.
Yes, exactly. Exactly so.
Hilarious.
It was good.
That's wholesome. Wholesome content. Speaking of wholesome, my almost two-year-old dropping F-bombs.
Yeah, very wholesome.
We love to hear it. We don't love to hear it. More on that coming up next on Kira and Logan in the Morning on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for the country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the Morning. Okay. So I was debating on my ride in if I wanted to talk about this today, because it's like, you know, it's involving your children, and I'm like, am I inviting mom shaming? But I don't think that I am. I think this is a common thing that people
this
deal with.
This is so common, Kira.
So it's Friday, and I'm changing baby Gwen's diaper, and she's lying down on the changing table. And all of a sudden...
Careful.
are you anxious?
Kira, we are a radio medium.
Get the dump button ready. No. All of a sudden, she says, clear as day, there's no confusion around it. She says the F word. She dropped the F bomb.
Yeah, I know. I know what bomb
is. So, and I just like, I'm very taken aback because my 21-month-year-old sweet child, who not too long ago just started saying mama and dada and shlomo, now has this word in her vocabulary.
She's been hanging out with me too much.
I mean, seriously. So my head is like,
who did this, right? Because you don't.
Who did this?
You don't have that much of a gutter mouth. I do, but you really don't. You're down to throw down those words.
Yes.
But you don't use them as loosely as I do.
No. I'm not throwing that word around fast and loose. And I try to not say it in front of my kid.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm thinking, where the word she said.
Nice one.
Did she pick up this terrible word?
Dada?
I mean, I don't want to point any fingers. But my guy is, he's throwing that word around a little bit when he's playing his Battlefield game.
Okay.
And arguing with tweens on his headset. But he says that I'm always just trying to bring up his gaming and use it against him.
So you, is that really where you think it might have come from? Because obviously, she's not making this word up. She heard this word from someone.
Yeah.
And your husband has said that he doesn't recall a moment other than gaming.
Right. Yes, exactly. But then I told him and he said, oh my God, that happened to me too. And it happened on the changing table. So for some reason, she is associating the changing table with that forbidden word. Mm. I'm thinking somebody, and I'm not counting myself out, by the way,
okay,
because I don't remember or like keep track of all the words. I say a lot of words.
Yeah, I know you do.
So like,
you're blabbling.
Somebody could have been changing her. It's a poopy diaper. They realize they're out of wipes or something. Boom, they say the word.
F-bomb.
Yeah, like under their breath or something.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She's a sponge.
Yeah, yeah.
She's picking up everything.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that's what happened.
So but what now? What? Now what do you do, though?
That's my question. No offense, but not really to you.
I don't know.
Yes,
I don't know. I'd be like, say it again. That's funny.
I'm trying to hear from other parents, because I imagine, I'm hoping that you've been in a similar situation. And how do you navigate such things? I didn't laugh. First of all, I was shocked.
Yeah, yeah.
Shocked. And I just kind of continued my business. And then she repeated it louder. She was like, did you hear me?
So that's the thing. I mean, I feel like a lot of parents are going to call and be like, oh, just don't give attention to it. You haven't given attention to it.
And I really don't want her to say it in public.
Yeah.
I really don't want her to say it in public.
Right.
So
like a swift backhand.
Yeah, I'm trying to nip that in the bud. I had to let her nanny know. I had to text her nanny and be like, just so you know, she's been saying this.
Maybe it's nanny.
No. You think?
I don't know. Maybe it's Nanny McGillicuddy's over there.
No.
You don't know what goes on.
I don't think so. I've never heard her say that word. No.
You're thinking about it.
Okay.
You're like, oh, wow, is my nanny different than I thought?
No. I'm not going to go down that road. But
I'll do it for you.
So what do you do when your kid is saying a swear and you're trying to, you know, reroute the train? I was like, are you trying to say duck? You know, like, I was like, I don't know that word.
Absolutely not.
Are you trying to say duck? And she repeated the word in question. So my tactic isn't working. Do you have a tactic? Did your kids swear when they were little? How did you make them not swear? Is there any way to work around this? I'm trying to do the right thing here. 603-749-0975 is our number. Random caller who wants to chime in, give me some parenting advice. We do have a pair of tickets to see Jet Cars Under the Stars at New England Dragway in Epping. Our number is 603-749-0975. By the way, if you just have a funny story about a time your kid said a swear, that's fine.
Yeah, let's take those. I'd love to hear them.
Because that would actually make me feel a lot better.
Especially if it's in public.
Yeah, that would make me feel a lot better. Did your kid swear in public? What did you do? Do you have any tips for me to get my sweet child, sweet, sweet baby Gwen, to stop dropping F-bombs like a truck driver? 603-749-0975 is our number. We would love to hear from you this morning. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We're Kira and Logan in the morning. My sweet, sweet baby daughter, Gwen, who will be 2 in October, is dropping F-bombs, and I don't know what to do about it. Trying not to laugh. I don't want her to say it. I certainly don't want her to say it in public. So if you have any advice for me, I'd really appreciate that. 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Who dis?
Hi, this is Haley.
Hi, Haley. Thanks for holding as long as you have.
No problem. Anything to share a little tidbit of a funny story?
I love a tidbit.
Let's hear it.
So kids swearing, you know, trying to not acknowledge it. My mom worked at a preschool, and a little kid came up to her and said, excuse me, where's my effing hat? And she just said, it's over there.
Oh, she just said, it's over there.
Walked away. It's over there. And just, you know, don't acknowledge it. Don't laugh. Don't point it out. Act like it's just normal. And then they're like, oh, I don't get a rise out of it. That's not fun.
Okay. Oh, so, like, this kid was trying to get a rise.
I think he was trying to see what would happen because maybe his friends had heard it and he thought that it was funny or they thought it was funny. And she just was said, it's over there.
So how many times do you think that Gwen can say it and Kira slash her husband Steven not react before Gwen's like, all right, I'm over this word?
You know, probably it won't take too long. 3 days, I think, is like the rule with kids. You know, after 3 days, they get bored of something and they change their tune.
Sounds like me.
Mm-hmm. She may be trying to say something else. So my youngest son, we were throwing rocks in the river and we would say plunk, you know, like the noise that rocks make when they hit the water.
Sure.
And he would repeat it, but he would say that awful word that starts with a C.
Whoa. Oh, no. That's a big jump.
It was a very big jump, but he thought he was saying plunk.
Right. So it was innocent.
So innocent, but so funny.
She's just making sounds at this point. She has words that don't mean it. Like she says pashu all the time. We don't know what pashu means.
Cashew?
I don't know. It's not really in the context of any cashews.
A pasture?
Yeah. I don't know. We were thinking maybe it was like when we sneeze, like she's like saying God bless, like pashu.
Oh,
God bless you.
That's so cute.
Yeah, we don't know. So my point being, she's just making sounds. She doesn't know what
exactly.
She's saying.
She's learning.
Totally. Well, I love this feedback. Love the tidbits. Makes me feel better about this whole parenthood journey.
We're all in it together, Kira.
Aww. Takes a village. I don't know. I just wanted to say something.
Yeah, you're just keeping the freaking metaphors going. Thanks so much for the call.
Bye, Haley.
Thank you.
Still taking your calls on this. If you'd care to chime in, 603-749-0975. I'm 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's Kira and Logan in the morning. If you're just joining us, first of all, welcome. Thank you for being a part of our Monday morning party. What a treat it is for us. So I was talking about how my baby daughter, Gwen, she'll be 2 in October, somehow picked up along the line the F word and was dropping the F-bomb as she's lying on her changing
table.
She's growing up fast. She's saving up. She wants a studio apartment downtown. So... But real talk, what do you do when your kid swears? Because I was trying not to react and make a big thing of it, but of course I'm like, oh God, what if she starts saying this in public? What's a gal to do? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, thanks for holding. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, it's Sabrina from Rowley.
What's up, Sabrina? What's on your mind, sister?
Oh, I'm just thinking about how your little one was swearing.
Yeah, me too. I think about it all the time. So what do you think?
I think redirection is key with anything at that age. I have a 3-year-old and a 1.5-year-old, and anytime either of them says anything I don't want them to, which does occasionally happen, just kind of quickly like redirecting their attention to something else so they don't even think anything of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like that's sort of what most people are saying. We've had a few people saying to educate. But a lot of people are saying just kind of like avoid like the plague.
Mm-hmm. Deflect.
Yeah, kind of like avoid and redirect. Because like when they're under the age of like 3, they're not really going to understand if you're like, oh, that's a mommy or daddy word. I mean, they might, but the chances are they're probably not going to.
Mm-hmm. They just want a reaction. Like she wants to do the thing that makes us laugh or makes us gasp or like she's in it for the shock value. If we don't deliver with that word, she'll just think it's like any other word and just keep it moving.
Exactly. Like maybe like pick up like the diaper rash cream and be like, oh, diaper rash cream.
Ha-ha. Good work.
Can you say Desitin?
Yeah. Did you say Desitin?
Yeah, I think I heard that. That's good.
What's Desitin?
The brand of cream that we use.
Thank you.
Yes, that's one of them.
The best one, if you ask me.
Love the purple one.
Love the purple all day. Okay. We could talk butt creams all day, but it's really nice to hear from you. And thanks for the tidbit.
Of course. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
Desitin. Look at it. That's a new word for your vocab, Logan.
Desitizzle.
Ella Langley. And you, what a fun night, am I right? 603-749-0975. Call us right now if you'd like to win these tickets from your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks, South California. pretty girl stories. And how he bought an Extreme Trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you love it out here, out where the wild things are. Oh, his heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, the nights ignite like gasoline and light up those streets that never sleep when the sky goes dark, out where the wild things are. I called my brother from the back of that plane. Second I made it, we started drinking on the strip in L.A. And it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars. Kissing on
WOKQ.
Sarah, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Hi, good morning.
You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. Are you ready to win some Riley Green tickets?
Absolutely.
Love it. All right, kick me out of here.
All right, Kira, you gotta get out of here, please.
Okay, she said please, so I will.
Okay, you ready to start?
Yep.
Let's go. Multiple choice here. This pop singer and actress got her start on Barney, then Wizards of Waverly Place. Now she's engaged to music producer Benny Blanco. Do you want the multiple choice?
Yes, please.
Selena Gomez, Victoria Justice, or Ariana Grande?
I'm going to go with Selena Gomez.
Question number two. One of Adam Sandler's best friends is this funny blonde dude. He plays Joe Dirt. He stars in many of Sandler's movies like Grown Ups and my personal favorite, Dickie Roberts.
Multiple choice?
No multiple choice here, Sarah.
Oh, okay.
Who's Adam Sandler's funny blonde friend?
Oh, I know. I can picture his face. His name's just not coming to me.
All right, hold on. I'll give you a hint. I'm feeling good. Think of a deck of cards. Think of all of the suits.
Queen, Jack.
No. The suits. So there's hearts. There's clubs. What else is there?
There's spades.
Okay.
Oh, no. Diamonds.
Did that help you at all or no?
No.
Well, then we'll move on to question three. This one is multiple choice. You'll be all right here. Speaking of Joe Dirt, he walked out with a very famous country artist over the weekends through the tunnel and down to the field of State Farm Stadium in Arizona. What artist did he walk out with? Was it Hardy or Morgan Wallen?
Morgan Wallen.
All right. Kira's coming back in. Don't beat yourself up about the funny blonde dude. We'll get to that very soon. But I do have a feeling Kira answers that within a half a second.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And once you hear Sarah, and once you hear the answer after the hint I gave you, you're going to be very disappointed. Kira, question one.
All right.
Multiple choice. This pop singer and actress got her start on Barney, Wizards of Waverly Place, and now she's engaged to Benny Blanco, music producer. Ariana Grande, Victoria Justice, or Selena Gomez?
Selena Gomez.
That's crazy that it took you so long, because I'm pretty sure you asked me the Barney question like a week ago.
I don't think that was me.
Oh, different co-host?
Yeah, I don't think I did.
That is the right answer. You got it right. Sarah got it right. Question two.
Mm-hmm.
One of Adam Sandler's best friends is this funny blonde dude. He plays Joe Dirt, stars in many of Sandler's movies like Grown Ups, and my personal favorite, Dickie Roberts.
Mm-hmm. David Spade.
Sarah, does that ring a bell?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like came to me right before. I'm like, oh, I know it, but like, I'm not gonna say it. Yep.
I got her to spades.
Oh, you did?
Well, yep. I said name the suits of a deck of cards.
Oh, it was a whole thing.
I tried so hard.
Yeah, I can see that.
To Kira. On Sarah. Question three. Speaking of Joe Dirt, he walked out with a very famous country artist over the weekend through the tunnel onto the field of State Farm Stadium in Arizona. Was he walking out with Morgan Wallen or Hardy?
You said Joe Dirt?
Correct.
Was walking out with an artist.
Oh, we're recapping. Or as you say, you're mansplaining.
No, I'm just making sure I got your question. Who's Joe Dirt?
We just reviewed this. Joe Dirt is David Spade.
Oh, David Spade walked out. Okay, Hardy or Morgan Wallen? Hardy.
Hardy, good guess. Morgan Wallen's the answer.
Okay.
Man, was this me? Is this me? Final score is 2-2.
Okay. Ties are very good, but we still need to hear the phrase of shame from you, Sarah.
I am Sarah, and I cannot beat Kira.
Imagine if it mattered.
It didn't. Ties are good. Logan's bad with questions, apparently.
No.
And you getting the tickets to see Riley Green.
No, great. Awesome. Thank you so
She's
much.
She's like, good, that's all I care about. Have a great time at the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah. Stay
hold on. And we'll have more Riley Green tickets up for grabs with round two. One for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning. All right, Logan, so I have a little tale to share about my inspection sticker that I finally got. What's the word that I'm looking for?
Inspected.
Updated.
Your car got inspected. Okay,
my
so you
car
got, a new
got
sticker.
Inspected and it passed, so I have
Great.
A new sticker.
Great.
So I'm not going to get pulled over.
R stinks. The rejection sticker stinks.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Done that.
Yeah, so obviously it expired on my birthday, as it does, which was in May.
Okay, so 2 months.
2 months. Not too shabby.
Not bad.
So a few weeks back, I bring my car in to get my AC fixed, as I have to do every summer, because in my car something was recalled, and so it's under warranty, but I have to bring it in every summer. And when I go to pick it up, they're like, we noticed that your car needs, you know, your inspection sticker is out of date, so we found these things wrong with it, and we're happy to fix it while we have it,
okay.
And then give you a new inspection sticker.
Okay.
And it was like brake pads and something else. And
sure.
And I said, okay, how much would that be? And they said, you know, $750.
Okay.
And I said, well, you know, I think I am going to get a second opinion.
Nice. Good yeah. for you. They dropped that price right away?
They didn't drop it. No, right. They said, that's okay. We'll just, you know, we'll send you on your way. The AC was free. Because
yeah.
It's
but then you can't get an inspection sticker.
No.
Because you're pricing it out.
Exactly. Okay. I didn't get the inspection sticker. And then I brought it somewhere else yesterday.
Yeah.
A few weeks later. And they passed my car, no problem, $45.
They didn't try to give you, so they said you don't need new brake pads and all the extras.
I didn't bring up the brake pads the other place said, and they didn't bring it up. So my question is this place I went to yesterday
scamming you?
No, overlooking, like, do I need brake pads? And they just were kind to overlook them. I don't know if that's kind because it's not safe for me.
Oh, that's the way you're looking at it.
Or was the other place trying to scam me?
I'm looking at it. That's how I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it the opposite way.
Yeah, I'm wondering what way to look at it. Or is this whole inspection sticker thing a big fat scam?
Well, that is sort of what the proposed bill to get rid of them is for 2026. So some people are saying that places can take advantage of people, saying that they need thousands of dollars of work, or in your case, $700 of work, when they don't really need it. And for people who are not car people, like you, like myself,
yeah,
we're like, all right, if I need it, I need it.
You're saying brake pads to me. I don't remember the last time I got my brake pads fixed, nor do I know how often you got to do that.
Right.
I'm going to take your word for it. Mm. But this time, I was like, you know, I was preparing for this trip to be free. $750 is really far from free, so I'm going to wait.
And you did, and you saved $700, you saved $650 because you had to go get the inspection stick or something.
Which was
else.
$45.
Very interesting.
Isn't it?
Good for you.
Oh, thanks.
For getting a second opinion.
Yeah, but I can't help but wonder, am I driving around with an unsafe vehicle?
No, I don't think so. I don't think, and maybe somebody listening who does mechanic work can call me. I don't think that like mechanics benefit from the inspection sticker. Mm-hmm. I think that's my guess. My guess is that they would benefit from any services that they put onto your car, but I don't think that they're benefiting, like the $45 for the inspection, I don't think they're benefiting too much.
So what, but it would benefit them to replace my brake pads because I would give them money.
Right, that's what I mean. So I'm thinking that the second place you went to mm-hmm. that didn't replace your brake pads did it truthfully. If your brake pads needed to be replaced, they were going to get money from you to replace them. So I think the only option is the first place was trying to screw you.
You think?
Yep.
Okay. I'd love to hear from a mechanic too, you know, or someone who works on cars if you have an opinion on the matter.
Every phone line just lit up.
Love it. 603-749-0975 is our number. What do you think happened to me? And also, I've got some famous friends. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. If you missed it, I was sharing a tale of my inspection sticker travels. So a few weeks ago, I was getting my AC fixed in my car, which is under warranty. And they noticed that my inspection sticker was out of date. So they said, hey, we're down to fix the following things, and then we'll update your inspection sticker. It's going to be $750. And I said, oh, ouch. I was, you know, expecting today's visit to be free. So I'm going to go get a second opinion. And they said, that's cool, that's cool. And they sent me on my way. And then yesterday I went to a different place, and they passed my car no problem. And the whole visit took me cost me $45. I can talk, I swear. So I'm wondering, is the first place trying to scam me? Slash, is inspection stickers just a big fat scam in general? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Trevor, how are you?
What's up, Trevor?
What up, Trev?
We're okay. How are you?
Pretty good. So, you know,
I'm familiar.
Manchester? So they, I don't know where you went, they told me that my oil leak was caused by, like, $250 worth of stuff and then another $650. And then my dad, who really knows cars, looked at it. It was this little oil drain plug that was $3.50.
Wow, a $900 swing. I'm sorry, an $897 swing.
Yeah, and they charged me $250 just for looking at it.
Oh, my God.
So I had to go and get the $250 back, and they said they would do it, and they said they won, and I had to wait for the director, who, of course, is on honeymoon. He just got married. So I had to wait 2 weeks, and then by the time it was all resolved, it hit my credit card before they refunded it, so I still paid the interest.
Wow.
We don't love that.
Yeah. I think inspection stickers are a big fat scam.
Big fat scam. Okay, we got one vote for big fat scam.
I think you got scammed.
Well, I didn't end up paying for this stuff. But you New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It's us, Kira and Logan in the morning. So earlier on the show, I was telling Logan about my saga with my inspection sticker. So a few weeks ago, I was bringing my car in to get the AC fixed, as I have to do every summer. It's under warranty, thankfully. But the people that were fixing it noticed that my inspection sticker was not up to date. So they said, hey, we can fix the following things, one of those things being the brake pads, and it'll be $750 and we'll update your inspection sticker. I said, oh, ouch. Not really prepared to spend that today. I'm gonna wait on that. And so then I brought it to another smaller auto body shop yesterday, and they passed my car no problem, cost me $45. I was on my merry way. So was the first place trying to scam me, or am I driving around with worn out brake pads? What's happening here? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hi there, you're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Hi, Rick Riley.
What's up, Rick Riley?
To begin with, if you only need a brake pad, $750 sounds a little ridiculous.
Well, they said brake pads and something else I can't remember because I don't know cars.
No, the disc then. Okay. Anyway, Did anybody call in and tell you how you can tell if you need them?
No, but that would be helpful, Rick Riley.
What you got, Rick?
Okay.
What's the test?
I know you listen to your radio in the car, but shut it off when you're coming to a stop, okay?
Okay.
Now, when you're coming down to a stop, shut the radio off, open the windows, and listen, and you'll hear a little screeching sound, like, and, you know, they have a warning cap on the pads when they get so low that they'll screech again, letting you know they're getting down.
Okay.
Do all brake pads have this little squeaker line?
As far as I know.
Okay.
As far as I know. I mean, I don't keep up with it. You know, I'm not doing it these days, but they always did when I was younger.
So, unless you're hearing that squeak, then they don't need to be replaced. Right. Or if you're hearing the squeak, is it too late? Not too late, but you've let it go to the limit.
It's letting you know that, you know, they need attention.
They need attention.
I just Googled it. It says, while some brakes have built-in wear indicators, a.k.a. squealers, that alert when the pads are worn, not all brake pads have this feature. What a great feature, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not being funny, but maybe you can look it up and it tell you if your automobile has it on. I don't know.
They should just install them in everyone.
Look up a 2017 Honda Civic.
Well, you probably have new brake pads before
right,
since 2017.
Point. Yeah, good point. I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
I hope so.
Me too.
Hey, Rick, it was really good hearing from you. Thanks for the tip.
I hope you don't hear the squeak, to be honest.
Thanks, Rick. I hope I don't hear a squeak either. But it's nice to hear your voice this morning. Thanks for calling.
You're quite welcome. Good luck.
Bye. Still taking your calls on this if you have an opinion. On for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Rakira and Logan in the morning. So the tale of my inspection sticker. I was getting something else fixed, my AC, at a place a few weeks ago, and they noticed my inspection sticker was out of date. So they said, oh, we're going to, if you want, we'll fix the following things, one of them being the brake pads, and it'll cost you $750, and then we'll update your sticker. And I said, oh, ouch. Wasn't prepared to spend that today. I'm going to wait it out, even though it was expired for a few months. And then I brought it somewhere yesterday, and they passed me no problem, cost me $45. So the question is, was the first place trying to pull a fast one on your girl, or was it an oversight by the second place? 603-749-0975 is our number. Hello, you're out with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
My name's Joe.
What up, Joe?
What's on your mind?
How's it going? What's on my mind is you were talking about your inspection sticker.
Yes, sir.
So I think you did the perfect thing, and I think you lucked out because you went to the first place. They failed you for something that might be wrong. It still might be wrong with your car. And then you went to another place. So now you got the sticker from the other place. So what you need to do now is go back to that place where you got your sticker and say, you know what? Can you check my front brakes? Because somebody else told me that they looked like there was something wrong with them. And you got your sticker already.
That's a wicked cool suggestion. And I don't know if the first place you went to, Kira, is big. Is it a big shop or is it a little shop?
She big.
She big. Great. I would love if you took this suggestion from Joe and found a different mechanic and just say, can you tell me if they need to be done or not? Because if they don't...
You don't even have to. You don't even need a different mechanic. Go back to where you got your sticker. Go back to the small shop and say, can you make sure there's nothing wrong with my brakes?
Well, they already passed their sticker, so they know that there's nothing wrong with the brakes.
Right, but they might have been being nice. They might have been being nice, or they might have missed it.
Oh.
So to err on the side of caution.
Right, to make sure the vehicle's safe.
Make sure your brakes are all right.
But yeah, and then if they are all right, I can go back to that big place and be like,
give them the finger.
Yeah, give them the finger, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm going to be very... And no mother's love. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, Rakira and Logan in the morning. I was sharing the tale that I brought my car in to get my AC fixed, and the people noticed that my inspection sticker was out of date by 2 months. And they said, oh, you just need a few things fixed. One of them being the brake pads. It'll be $750. We'll update your sticker. I said, oh, ouch. I'm going to go get a second opinion. They said, okay, girl. So I did that yesterday. got my car got my inspection sticker updated. They didn't say that I needed to fix those things the first place said, and it cost me $45. So was the first place trying to scam me, or was it an oversight by the second place? 603-749-0975. And in general, are inspection stickers a big fat scam? Hi, Brandon. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Kira.
Hello. So what's on your mind, big guy?
Well, I have not had an inspection sticker on my truck for almost a year and a half.
And how's that going?
Pretty good, actually. I'm not even registered either for the same amount of time.
Perfect. Do you want to say your address?
Nope.
So have you not been pulled over in a year and a half?
I have not.
Why are you choosing to live life on the edge in this way?
Great question.
Because I'm a Billy Badass.
Billy Badass. Listen, we know your salary, so you got the money to afford the $45 sticker.
And isn't this the guy that his knee is popping and he didn't go to the doctor?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I feel like we could write a whole character profile on him. We know so much about him.
Yeah, Brady, you really could be a character in a movie or a book, you know?
I could. You know, everything's legal on my truck. It's just...
No.
By the time I go into work for 3:34 in the morning.
Let's not tell lies. That sticker, if you have a sticker on your car, it's not illegal.
That technically is not.
No,
possible.
And the registration. You do need that.
That's an automatic fail.
Wait, don't you need the sticker on your license plate also? It says 2025?
Yeah, mine says June of 2024.
This guy. His name is Brandon. He's from Lyman, Maine. Get him, Popo. Get him.
Why he chose to expose himself right now on the radio is beyond me.
Yeah, are you cheating too?
No.
Okay.
All right. He's
a faithful husband.
Good. Just making sure, you know, just checking all aspects of your life.
But I feel like he treats us like a confessional.
Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to get off your chest, Brandon, while we're here?
No, I don't think there's anything.
Can you imagine if he was like, yeah, my wife's cooking last night was piss poor.
Mm-hmm. I pretended I liked that stir fry, baby, but it was way too salty.
Oh, I actually cooked last night.
Okay. All right. And I'm sure it was great. Or she pretended to like it.
Brandon, thanks for calling, dude. Be good.
Yeah, thanks.
What a character. He is something. So we have these tickets to see Riley Green and Ella Langley when they come to the Bank NH Pavilion in Guilford. Would you like to be a part of that arrangement? You should call us right now at 603-749-0975. That is our number. We are playing Can't Beat Kira for Riley Green tickets.
Something made me bad to the middle. All I really need is a little
Think you've got what it takes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see. It's time to play Can't Beat Kira on 97.5 WOKQ.
Hi, is this Steph?
Yes, it is.
Welcome to Kira and Logan in the morning.
Let's go. Good morning.
We choose you.
Yeah, okay.
To play Can't Beat Kira. How does that make you feel?
Seth, are you in a bad area?
Oh, my God. I'm good right now. I pulled over.
All right. Well, let's just get to it. Kick Kira out of here, brother.
Get Steph and Kira.
Okay. Good luck.
Seth, while she's walking out, can you take us off speakerphone? We can hear every other word back. It's pretty disrespectful.
How's this, sir?
Much better. Treat us with the respect we deserve, will you?
I apologize. Here we go.
I'm feeling very confident. I think this is one of the easiest rounds ever.
That actually adds more pressure, but let's hear it.
Here we go. First question. Finish this movie title, The Devil Wears Blank.
Problem.
Question two. What TV show has more seasons, Grey's Anatomy or Family Guy?
Whoa. My wife's still watching Grey's Anatomy, and she was when I met her 15 years ago, so I'm going to go Grey's Anatomy.
Question number three. What is Thomas Rhett's best performing song, the song that has the most streams? It just went diamond. It's by far the most listened to and awarded song. Is it Die a Happy Man or It Goes Like This?
Die a Happy Man.
All right. Kira's coming back. Seth, talk to me. How are we feeling?
I feel pretty good. Hope it's 3-for-3, but my confidence is way for me in the past.
What question was the hardest?
I think we listened to Thomas Rhett all weekend.
You said the Thomas Rhett question was the hardest?
Probably.
Type. Kira?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Hello, Seth.
Hello, Kira. Here we go.
Let's get to business.
So funny. Kira finishes movie title, The Devil Wears Blank.
Prada.
And The Devil Wears Prada 2 coming out in 2026. Anne Hathaway back at it, baby.
Back at it again. She still got it.
Still got it. Seth got it right also. So tied 1-1.
Seth loves that movie, I heard.
Ding, ding, ding.
Question two. Kira, what TV show has more seasons, Grey's Anatomy or Family Guy?
Oh, they both have about a million each. So tough question, Logan.
Thank you.
Tough question.
That is a compliment.
I'm going to go with Grey's Anatomy.
Kira says Grey's Anatomy. Seth Sherman says Grey's Anatomy. The answer is Family Guy.
No! Oh.
Grey's Anatomy came out in 2005. Family Guy came out in 1999.
Wow. We were way off.
Peter's aging well.
So is Lois.
I was going to say, Stewie looking great. Still a baby.
I know. After all these years.
He's been a baby for 26 years. All right, 1-1. Question number 3. Kira, what is Thomas Rhett's best performing song? Has the most streams. It just went diamond over the weekend. It's by far the most listened to and awarded song. Is it Die a Happy Man or It Goes Like This?
I'm going to say Die a Happy Man.
You guessed Die a Happy Man. Seth guessed Die a Happy Man. You're both living a happy life. That's the right answer.
Oh, that's great news.
Oh.
All right.
Look at me and Seth. Twin games. All right, Seth, we have good news. We have bad news. The bad news is, though you tied, you still have to say the phrase of shame.
My name is Seth. I'm from Rochester, and I...
We'll be gone.
Luke Bryan, one margarita. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. It is us, Kira and Logan, in the morning. Thank you for stopping by. We appreciate it. So, Logan and I were just talking about this when the mics were off. We're going to bring it on to the show as we do. I've been teaching my daughter Gwen how to do simple things like wash her hands and brush her teeth and stuff like that. And she finds all these things really thrilling. For me, there is a specific order of operations to these things. Brushing your teeth, you wet the toothbrush, you put the toothpaste on, and then you brush away. Similarly, when you're washing your hands, you wet your hands, you put the soap on the wet paws, and then you proceed to wash those bad boys. We aren't out here putting soap on a dry hand.
Some of us are.
Like a sociopath.
So listen, you know how your taste buds change every 10 years?
Yeah.
I must be at that 10 year mark because I'm liking new foods and I'm doing new things that I like. Here's what I've noticed.
Okay.
Brace yourself. I've been soaping a dry hand. And before I get attacked by you, Kira, and you listening, listen, I used to, in my immature life, throw water all over the damn bathroom. Soak my hands, throw my hands near the soap, get soap on it. Now there's water on the mirror. There's water all over the counter.
I could hear Missy reprimanding you for this.
It started with my mom. It goes to Missy. I make a mess. So now I have a new strategy. Water on. Left hand under the water.
Okay.
Right hand soap. You marry the two. Sha-da-da-da-da-da. Do my ABCs. Wet them both. I'm out of there. So yeah, I'm doing soap on a dry hand.
While
soaking the other hand and then marrying the two. Because if I take a wet hand to the soap, I'm getting water everywhere.
It's a splash zone.
And I'll just out myself right now.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes I'm doing soap on a dry, I'm doing toothpaste on a dry toothbrush.
That's when you say swears.
But here's why I'm doing that.
Yeah.
I brush my teeth in the shower. So, when I'm doing soap on the dry toothbrush, then I'm just under a waterfall of water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting soaked through anyway.
Okay. So do you agree with my theory that that people that do one do the other? If you put soap on a dry hand, you're putting toothbrush on a dry toothbrush? Or do you think there's someone out here?
No, there's people that do that mix and match.
One and not the other?
Yeah, that mix and match. Because like if I'm not brushing my teeth in the shower, I'm doing water on the toothbrush, toothpaste, back to water.
The good Lord intended.
Correct. But with the hands and the soap, now that you brought it up, yeah. I've really been soaping one dry hand and just marrying it to the wet hand.
Okay. All right. So you will not be teaching Gwen how to wash her hands since you're doing it wrong.
Says who? Says you?
I deeply disagree with putting soap on a dry hand. Gives me the ick. Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
And you are the end-all be-all.
That's what I'm saying to you. Thank you for saying it. Someone had to say it. So our question for you, are you out here, when you're washing your hands, putting soap on a dry hand and doing what Logan does, then you have the wet hand and you marry the two? Or are you wetting both your hands and putting the soap on the wet hand, like the good Lord intended? And similarly with the toothbrush, I'd like to know if my theory stands true. Are they one and the same? The people out here putting soap on a dry hand, are those putting toothpaste on a dry toothbrush? Also gives me the ick. We want to know what you do with your washing of your hands and your brushing of your teeth. Are you passing these traits on to your children? 603 603- 603-749-0975. That is our number, 603-749-0975. Are you like... One for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. We are Kira and Logan in the morning. If you're just joining us, I was speaking about how I feel very strongly that when you are washing your hands, you should wet your paws before applying the soap. Similarly, I believe that you should wet your toothbrush before applying the toothpaste and brushing away. It has come out, Logan has come out, as someone who puts soap on his dry hand.
One hand.
When washing those. And he says that it makes it a more, a cleaner experience. Like water doesn't go everywhere, and it had in the past. So I'm wondering what you think. What is your order of operations when it comes to these things? 603-749-0975. That is our number. Hi there. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning. What's your name?
Donnell.
Hi, Donnell. What's on your mind?
I just want to know how Logan's able to brush his teeth in the shower. Where does the toothbrush go after? How does that all work out?
I got a cup. So I have a shelf built into the shower, recessed in, I don't know, 6 to 8 inches or so.
Show off.
And thanks. And yeah, I have that's where the shampoo is. That's where everything is. And then I have a cup with two toothbrushes, one for me, one for my wife, and the toothpaste.
You're washing your hair, soap and everything's going everywhere. Yeah. I mean, isn't it going into that cup that your, toothbrushes in?
I don't know. Are you like the inflatable arm man in the shower? I'm not throwing soap on the ceiling and the walls too much.
Well, I mean, naturally, you're washing your hair and stuff. Soap and, shampoo, conditioner is going everywhere.
Never taste shampoo on your toothbrush?
And never have.
I don't know.
He doesn't trust it. I hear it in his voice.
I don't trust it. I don't know. Not a fan.
That was off-putting to Donnell, apparently.
Yeah, sorry. I brushed my teeth in the shower.
This we already knew.
No, it's all right.
Hi, Lisa. You're on with Kira and Logan in the morning.
Good morning, Kira and Logan.
What's going on with you, sugar?
Okay, you're really going to think I'm crazy.
Oh, boy.
I love her already.
I soap up both my hands dry.
Both of them dry?
And
how's that
why?
Feel?
Why?
Both of them. Because the soap is more effective if I don't have water to dilute it.
Oh, Kira, your baby's hands are less clean than others. Let that sink in. You're diluting the antibacterial.
Oh, no. Okay, and I definitely rinse my brush because I don't want any dust on it before I put the toothpaste on it.
Okay, that's fair and wise.
Yeah, I'm good.
Can we go back to you raw dogging, washing your hands with the two dry paws? Have you been doing that since you've been washed, like since the beginning of time?
Honestly, I don't know. Maybe.
Huh.
But I don't care what my kids do, as long as they're washing their hands.
Right, that's true. We can't be picky, as long as they're doing it.
I would love for a doctor or some kind of medical professional to call in and tell us if one is better than the other.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, is this a proven fact or is this just your logic? And it's okay if it's just your logic.
It is just my logic. I don't know.
here's another weird thing I'm curious if anyone does. Do you ever fill your mouth up with water? And hold it in your mouth and then put the toothbrush into your mouth full of water to either get it wet or to rinse it clean at the end of the brush?
I can't say that I do, Logan. Do you, Lisa?
I'm not that coordinated. It'll drip all down my chin.
100%.
Well, that's 100%. That's why I do it in the shower. So after my brush, I'll fill up my mouth with water and then just like kind of gurgle it with the toothbrush in my mouth. So
what a sight.
So it gets all clean.
This is a whole scene that I'm picturing.
I'll have to try it.
Thank you, Lisa.
Lisa wants to give it a whirl.
I freaking love Lisa.
I do too.
Have a wonderful day.
You too, Lisa.
Bye, girl.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so now I'm really curious if Lisa's theory about washing your hands is true. Is it more beneficial to not dilute the soap with wet hands? Is it better to wash your hands with dry hands?
Sam M. from Northwood just messaged us that they do the dry hands with the soap. I can't do the double dry.
Double dry
feels funny to me.
Gives me the ick.
I always get one hand damp.
For sure. What do you do? And do you believe that it is more beneficial to do the two dry hands?
Wake up in the morning feeling like I have a good day.
Well.
Howdy ho.
Howdy ho. What'd you call me? Welcome to another Tuesday. The date is July 22nd, 2025. Logan.
Dude, I have a story to tell you.
Dude, I don't know how we didn't get to this yesterday.
It's on me. It's on me that I forgot there was a lot going on at the concert over the weekend, which, by the way, drove home, so it wasn't like I was drunk at the Thomas Rhett concert. I was a good boy. But I forgot to tell you.
I didn't see that coming.
A crazy story about his grandmother, Mammy.
Mammy?
So, Friday night, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Thomas Rhett and Teddy Swims did a pop-up show outside of Faneuil Hall.
I did see that.
So, Mammy didn't know that her own grandson was performing on the streets, and she was walking in Boston, hears her grandson singing, or at least the song, and says, well, that's my Thomas Rhett.
And that's my boy.
Tries to walk up to TR, who's playing outside of Faneuil Hall. Boston security says, stop right there. Who are you?
We got a fangirl.
She was like, nah, I'm his Grammy. I'm his Mammy. I'm Mammy. And they're like, absolutely not. Didn't believe her. So she tells, so fast forward to the night of the concert.
At Fenway Park.
Mammy walks into the room. No TR, just Mammy, a couple of the grandkids. They're all like running around. And you know me, I see Mammy and I go, oh, Mammy! As if she knows me.
Wait, you knew her? Like from social media?
Correct. So yeah. I immediately said, Mammy. And she was like, hey, you know, pretend she thought I was family.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually she was like, now who are you? And I told her. And so I said to Mammy, I can't believe that they didn't let you see your own grandson performing in the streets of Boston. She goes, I know. I even showed the Boston security guard his phone number and address. I said, Mammy, what do you think that was? What did you think that was going to do?
Because it could be any.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
And it was like arguing with my own grandmother. It was like I was arguing with Thomas Rhett's grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And so she
on his behalf.
She goes, well, what if I showed you his phone number and address? Would you believe me? And I said, Mammy, I think you're missing the point. You could show me anyone's address and phone number. Sure enough, she pulls up her phone. She shows me Thomas Rhett's address and phone number. I do have it if anybody wants it. I'm selling it to TMZ.
So what is it?
It is. No, I'm just kidding. I won't. But I do remember it. At any rate, I was hitting it off with Mammy and God knows address. So I don't know. Maybe I'll send him a little something, something.
This is a hilarious story. Thank you for telling
You're
us.
Welcome.
A day late.
Sorry.
And a buck short.
My bad.
I'm just kidding. How did you know? Was the story on social media that Mammy approached him?
Yes.
At Faneuil Hall?
That night, so Friday night before the show, Thomas Rhett posted on his social media just a little bit of the story that Mammy went to see him and Boston security said, get the heck out of here, Mammy.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of eventually Teddy Swims is still performing. Thomas Rhett notices Mammy behind the show,
mm-hmm.
and TR runs up and gives Mammy a hug, and they embrace, and they figure out who they are, and, you know, the whole nine.
And then Mammy probably goes to the security guard, see?
Literally.
I told you.
Yes, exactly. Exactly so.
Hilarious.
It was good.
That's wholesome. Wholesome content on 97.5 WOKQ. Number one for new country. 97.5 WOKQ. It is us, Kira and Logan, in the morning. So, it seems pretty unanimous across the board that we all believe that if you are someone that leaves a shopping cart in the middle of a parking spot, you are the worst kind of human being. Do you agree?
You know I agree.
Mm-hmm. And the people of Reddit agree because there was a thread recently that people were brainstorming suitable punishments for people that commit this shopping cart crime.
Can I hear suitable? Are they actually suitable or are they, like, terrible?
Good question, Logan. Some of them are suitable and some of them are absolutely ridiculous.
Let me hear.
So, like, does the punishment fit the crime? Yes, it's a terrible thing to do. But the people that leave a shopping cart in the middle of a parking spot, do they deserve to push a shopping cart to work every day for a month?
No, too much. I mean, it's hilarious, but no, that's too much. I can't push a shopping cart to work.
Can we edit this in any way? What about if they had to do it one day? That might teach a lesson. Mm. I guess it depends on how far they live from their job.
I'm wondering, like, I can't push your shopping cart all the way to Dover from Portsmouth.
It'd take you quite a while. You'd be late for the show.
I think that they should have to have their own parking spot incredibly far away from the grocery store.
Oh, I love that.
It's like this blue Honda Civic, winky face. That's what Kira drives. I don't know why.
And I don't commit this crime, Logan. Tell the people I don't.
She doesn't do it. She doesn't do it for a fact. But imagine if it was like your band's from the close spots. Now you have to, for the next month, park far away.
Yep.
Or better, like four grocery trips. You have to take your cart to the far end of the parking lot and back.
Logan.
You like it?
No, I love it. Okay. It's really smart. However, you made it down to four visits. I don't think that's going to teach these people that have done this their entire life. You know what I mean?
I don't know. After that first one, you might be like, this is annoying.
Yeah.
All I had to do was put it right next to the car. Yeah.
Okay. So what about love yours? Love your suggestion. Keep them coming, by the way, if you have them. So is another suitable crime or another suitable punishment for leaving your shopping cart in the middle of a parking spot like a mandatory public service that you
yes.
have to return the cart?
Snaps. I love that idea.
For a few windy days.
For a few windy days, what?
You have to be the one to return.
Oh, you're saying you have to return the carts? I thought you were saying they have to publicly make a PSA. So, for example, I see someone in the Market Basket parking lot not return their cart. I go up to them and say, I saw what you did. Now you have to tell everyone.
So what you did.
You know, just like break out my recorder.
Excuse Shame me. Works.
Please say your name, where you're from, that you didn't do your shopping cart right, and people shouldn't be like you.
Okay, public shame works every time.
That's the Black Mirror for getting us on that bandwagon.
I'm 100.
Public shaming does work.
I'm with it.
It's wrong. It's not wrong. It's threatening. It's scary if you're on the receiving end of public shame.
Yeah, definitely. It embarrasses most people. Not me. I've been shamed on the radio for many things, like going through my coworkers' desks.
Well, you shouldn't do that, and you think it's okay, but we digress. Do you have another one?
What about getting stuck behind the world's slowest walker forever in every parking lot?
There is nothing that... Yeah, I like it. Forever seems crazy. No. You gotta be able to write...
Well, the people of Reddit are not sound.
You gotta write your wrong and grow from it. Like, they have to have another chance. You know what I mean?
To redeem themselves?
Yeah. But there is nothing. The two things I despise most in the grocery stores. One, the people who walk... And this isn't just grocery stores and parking lots. They don't walk in the parking... The crosswalk.
Mm-hmm.
And they walk not in a straight line.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
They're not going to point A to point B correctly. They're purposefully... walking like in the middle of the road in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Get to a side, woman.
Yeah. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Just, like, shoppers in general who just like are slow.
Mm-hmm. It's so inconvenient.
I don't know when I became this person.
A curmudgeon.
I want to run my cart into the back of people. Like,
Logan,
get out of the way.
But why are you so angry? Shopping. Who hurt you?
I don't know. I actually think about this in the past couple weeks.
Have you?
When did I become angry?
I think we got to unpack this.
Maybe on another day. But like, what? I just want to ram my cart into people who are in the middle of a shopping alley, if that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
It's built for two carts.
Pick a lane, lady.
You're right.
Yeah. So you would agree that being stuck behind the slowest walker is a suitable punishment for these people?
I think they need a chance for redemption.
Yes.
Say 1 month. 1 month is the punishment.
I like it. The punishment fits the crime because you've inconvenienced people by leaving your shopping cart in the middle of their parking spot. So you deserve to be inconvenienced by not getting to where you want to go. Pop off queen. Thank you. All right. If you have a suggestion, you can feel free to shoot us a message on our 97.5 WOKQ app. Number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ, or Kira and Logan in the morning. Can we talk about this week for concerts? Justin Guilford, New Hampshire. So Shania, let's go, girls. Coming to Guilford this Thursday night. Yes, I'm going. Yes, I've picked out my outfit. Okay, I have a few to choose from. Maybe I'll post them on social media and try to get some feedback, because I got to narrow it down. The show's coming up. And then... Riley Green and Ella Langley coming to Guilford this Saturday night. So your besties, meaning Kira and Logan in the morning, us, have tickets for you to win tomorrow, all week long, actually, for Riley Green and Ella Langley. And it's happening with Can't Beat Kira. So we get our contestants at 6:20 and then again at 7:35. If you want some sweet last minute weekend plans, you want to head down to Guilford and see Riley Green this weekend, make sure you're listening tomorrow to 97.5 WOKQ. Russell Dickerson, That Is Happens to Me on your number one for New Country, 97.5 WOKQ. Sorry, it's Happened to Me. Got to get the song title right, Kira. Okay, it is time for compliments, double downs, and apologies brought to you by Merchants Auto and Hooks in New Hampshire. So I would like to compliment our caller, Lisa,
mm-hmm.
bringing a unique perspective to the show. I'm not going to lie. At first, I wouldn't call it unique. I would say that was downright off-putting. But then I heard her logic, and I said, you know what? That actually makes a lot of sense.
Checks out.
So this is the way that she washes her hands. Listen to the logic.
Okay, you're really going to think I'm crazy.
Oh, boy.
I love her already.
I soap up both my hands dry.
Both of them dry?
Yes.
How's that feel?
Why?
Both of them. Because the soap is more effective if I don't have water to dilute it.
Okay, so, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'll ever do it, but I understand where she's coming
from. She sure as heck made us think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She did.
Like, is she right? I just need a medical professional, because usually it's wet, soap, wet again.
Mm-hmm.
But Lisa's...
Traditionally.
Lisa's point and sound.
Yeah, it is. And you think about, like, I don't know if you ever, when you run low on soap, you fill it up with a little bit of water.
Yeah.
And it's like... You're thinking, well, this is definitely not doing the job that it did when it was pure soap.
Right. So the same logic applies to your daughter's hands.
Exactly. Huh. Her sticky little paws. So maybe I'll rethink the way that I wash my hands. What do you have, Logan?
Give it a compliment today to you, Kira.
Me?
Yeah, you took your car to get an inspection sticker. They tried to rob you of $700. I loved that you said, I'm going to get a second opinion, and walked away. It's hard to do that. I don't know if I would have done it. Usually you just kind of take the mechanic's word for it, but I appreciated the fact that you had the gumption to say, hold up, I'm going to just get a second opinion instead of just getting it done right then and there, because you were already there. You signed yourself up for more work, but you saved yourself $700.
Thanks, Logan. It's called being cheap. Anyone could do it.
How about that?
How about that? All right, on that note,
we out.
Jess on the Job is next. So it's 30 Minutes of New Country on 97.5 WOKQ. Logan and I will be back to chat with you live tomorrow for a hump day bump day. But all day long today, don't you forget it. Who loves you?
We do.
It's true.